This is Parker Pathways. June 3, 2007, live show. And my email is kwati at sbcglobal.net. The hard copy communications can be sent to Wynn Research Center, P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, M-I-L-L-B-R-A-E, California, 94030. And we're having a continuation of what I call legal, medical, and political awarenesses concerning contaminations, concept, and internal chemistry of the human body, which is also influenced by laws that have to do with privatizations of the water supply by foreign governments, the change of Supreme Court decisions that are slowly influencing the way we integrate international law into our decisions, which is a whole another show of international law interfering with our decisions. There was a recent decision of the California Court of Appeals, and that's really opened the door for plaintiffs to use strict product liability theories against manufacturers. And this is environmental harm by water systems and gas stations. And the plaintiff can now go against the third party. And in other words, to the company rather than the gas station. That was the original force of the case. This was Nielsen versus Superior Court in California. It can be found in 144 California Appellate 4th, 689. 144 refers to the volume of California Appellate Court decisions, 4th edition, page 689. This is another groundbreaking a law case by a higher court, and it can go against the result of the ethylene contaminations that are caused by toxic harm and, from people that are handling underground tanks or pipelines, and the Court of Appeal held that California, which it doesn't follow strict liabilities of torts that have left the control of the manufacturer and are placed on the market. So storing gasoline in leaking tanks while a sale is pending was a foreseeable use of gasoline that could injure bystanders. And herein is the main point of this. If you have a way of reporting that, under environmental damage due diligence reports, you could, on the books, extend the damages on the repay for another 10 years. Go undetected in the corporate profit and loss statement, and at the same time place millions of people in jeopardy. Because this is across the United States in terms of the contaminations that are involved. At no time do foreign companies have liability for what happened that was foreseeable. So this case puts a dent in there. When we come back on the other end of the break, we're going to pursue medicine, law, and politics on a whole another level. And you can call in if you like, 800-313-9443.
Thank you. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, June 3, 2007. And I wanted to mention something about the Mayan calendar. You know, we talk a lot about pathways that lead to decision processes and how we can improve these concepts in order to make decisions as people. If you've got a percentage of the population that is a little older, they're just not in the workforce, and they're taking certain benefits that they feel that they are entitled to, a lot of the other people, they haven't built up that resource and they have to develop other ways to invest, which is another reason why I give names of companies and analyze their intellectual property and give those names to you, as I feel confident about what they're doing. A lot of innovation sometimes works, some don't, but the starting point is really very important. And in the process of all that, I feel it's disingenuous that you can have senators I'm not being totally political here. I'm just being observant in terms of things. If you have the backdrop of people that are not trained technically in the way to handle innovation and proceed with it in corporations on the development of new ideas, except for global industry. And then you have senators who have such things like there was a Senator Feinstein from California has got an 800 number that's in Spanish, and Spanish folks can call, and the Spanish message will tell them what to say in English to the senators that they want the immigration bill for their family, and essentially their job. Now, the 800 number is there, and the people call. You can also leave a message for Barbara Boxer from California with the same kind of instruction in Spanish, telling you and saying in English what they want you to say on the phone to the congresspeople, that you want the immigration bill because it's for family and jobs. Now, I ask within all of this, and again, it's the backdrop of things. It's the backdrop of things. How is it that you want an immigration bill for people you knew that came into the country that were not educated, and they say, well, they do jobs that nobody else wants to do? Well, I think it's a population shift and a social change that's very definite. I think it's absolutely insulting to the intelligence to say that real people are coming into America unfettered. The borders are not sectioned off. The borders, the fence, or whatever it is to block off America. But at the same time, you have the alien tort statute, which means that an alien can sue under the alien tort statute. This means that someone under international law can dispute American citizens' claims, what is happening here? The alien tort statute was first, when you really read it, it was written in 1789. And now the aliens under this immigration law have said, well, we want to be able to sue under international law with cases that have to do with torts in America. Now, in my opinion, and I say it with black letters, that this activity, as far as I'm concerned, is going to be bigger in tort cases than tobacco or asbestos was in any form. These are going to be international plaintiffs who have class action suits that encompassing thousands of millions of dollars for each person and millions of unnamed individuals. In other words, it's a different form of international law on the class action suits under the alien tort statutes. Now, the courts, however, have to really proceed a little bit with caution on a lot of these cases, but they're going to. The point is that district courts in this country will have the original jurisdiction of any civil action by an alien for a tort committed in the violation of the laws or nations of a treaty in the United States. So where do you think that hinges on the Security Prosperity Partnership Act? This means that the concept of being able to sue in a class action case that has to do with harm to the body will be under international law in a federal court. Now, the case is that was decided by the United States Supreme Court was Sousa, S-O-S-A, versus Alvarez McCain. And the court ruled Supreme Court ruled that the Alien Tort Statute authorizes private suits to vindicate violations of the norms of international law. Now, just think about this. If you have the decriminalization of laws that are governed by our government, all right, under what is the Defense Authorization Act that wipes out habeas corpus, which is the formation of being able to have the representation, which we want to be able to have your representation in front of a federal court. And this is under the Military Commissions Act. And the Attorney General of this country is saying, well, if there isn't any violation here of habeas corpus. The whole point is the Alien Tort Statute will have aliens being able, under their own international law, to go to federal court for their violations that they feel that they've had under toxic systems. Now, the original case for where this started were Paraguayan citizens who were having claims of torture and kidnapping and murder in Paraguay. It was a case that was called Filigreta versus Pinarola. And the Pilagrera case was one where it involved foreign multinational corporations, making them liable for the fact that in Paraguay they were having kidnapping, torture, and murder. Now, as far as I'm concerned, Paraguay has long been having these kinds of activities against human beings. But to invoke the statute of the first case of the Alien Tort Statute in this country, it was started in 1980 and has been working slowly through it to come out to now on the Immigration Act and law that is on the Congress floor right now. That's serious business. You're talking about now a way under legal ways in the financial reporting system to have environmental risks being able to be shifted 10 years ahead on a profit and loss statement and nobody call you on it. And at the same time, you have innovation by corporations that will be involved in outsourcing to other countries the very activity that will be used to protect people. And at the same time, you can have all the walls in the world built in this country, which is what should, you know, there should be something everywhere. You know, it's pretty apparent that you're having people coming in with all kinds of diseases, problems, and everything. There's no way in the world that people are looking at this. The public health service is not looking at anybody. We're not looking at our own cattle in terms of brain disorders and viruses because the president's edict, in terms of things, they don't want the farmers to test their own cattle. That's a 30-hour-old story. Sodium benzoate is a 20-hour-old story. This is worldwide and is being discussed as we speak at the G8 conference in Germany. And what do you think is the basis of the Alien Tort Act and the concept of being able to the violations of the activities that are going on? To say, well, they've been harmed. It has to do with water and minerals. And this is going to be the focus as much of the next hour as possible to discuss this whole point of what is going on with the development of influence, really, of the water and mineral concentrations of the earth under global domination as the future war, which is what I've been talking about this whole particular time. And if you want to taste your lettuce after 2 days coming from a grocery store, it tastes bitter, doesn't it? How do you think it got that way with recycled water and the irrigation water? Because that's under the Treaty of the Alien Toxic Tort Act. See you at the other end of the break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Parker, June 3, 2007, and this is a live show. Support Republic Broadcasting every way you can. I have a full remaining hour, and I want to make sure I get that in, because without RBN, we wouldn't have a sense of being able to discuss these things and open them up, because the mainstream press is not going to tell you the truth, real truth of what's going on in terms of what I call freedoms and rights, of which need to be protected in other ways. There isn't anyone that's running for politics that's able to understand the influence of how you slowly kill a population of people. The government has our best interests at heart in certain things, as long as the government's principles are there. And I've always been supportive of the government's principles, and because I always felt I had some of the best training in the world, and I always have been a patriot. The American flag was out there, and still is. If I had to go to the military again, I'd do it all over again. I'd defend my country no matter what. And I've done it, been there, done that, and I would do it again. And I've been through hell defending Uncle Sam, but I'd do it again. But there's one little thing that I feel strongly about, and it's just my opinion, Parker Pathway listeners, but there's something terribly going wrong here in terms of real decision-making processes that are in our government. We've got some smart people in this world, and there's something going wrong here. There's something going wrong. We're not looking out for people properly. The world has gotten into this stage now that we have an inevitable course of almost developing self-fulfilling prophecies in terms of discoveries of the next war. But I'm saying that we're at war right now, and I'm presenting to you the interactions of things to back up their thinking. When you say, well, what can I do? Well, the first thing you can do is to understand the best that I'm exposing on Parker Pathways as to why laws protect these decisions and of corporations and financial exchanges. And people say, well, we can't do anything about it because they're too big, they got too much money. Think about it. Somebody has to buy the products that these congressmen invest in. Someone has to keep them going. Somebody has to buy their stuff. And these outsourcing treaties that go into other countries are there to make the product, bring it back through the highways and ships through these port hoppings, like on the fish is not being analyzed for the toxins because they don't want to put the money out to do it. But somebody has to buy that fish. Somebody has to make a contract in the other way. So the government's position has changed a little bit here have a mass educational process that's really disinformation in order to promote their own goal instead of getting back and the reason they're doing that is to develop these other products within these other treaties. But meanwhile, you have people like Hillary Clinton and John Edwards and the rest of them are going to run for president. And they're in Silicon Valley saying that we have to have technology really supported and getting a good research and development credit of 20% and have it through. Well, the research and development credit has been 20% for the past 15 years. And the whole process of this, it always gets renewed, as the Patriot Act will be renewed. It has a five-year time period. Research and development credits usually have, on congressional floor, of votes have 3 years. But instead of increasing the research and development credit and being able to integrate innovation for intellectual property protection, then also to be able to have real development of products that partake really the education and engineering qualities of Americans, that's not in any of those bills. And the whole process here is that you take a company called CEPHID, CEPHEID. Now, I've analyzed out their intellectual property, and what they've done, they have developed and are working in their intellectual property on their innovations, and is a methicillin-resistant staphylococcus. Now, and how to test for it quickly. Now, the reason that this is really quite important is the fact that you take the tuberculosis patient or a bronchitis patient and the rest of it, that is the synthetic penicillin that has the resistance system of the staphylococcus, which is the worst that you can have on that end. I'll come back after the break and just say a few more words about this development as an example of what I'm talking about.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is Burger Pathways, June 3, 2007. Live show, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and for republicbroadcasting.org, and my website is I don't show my website, but the thing is that, but the email is kwati at sbcglobal.net. Now, I want to get back to this company, CEPHELD, Cepheld. Now, they're developing under the Food and Drug Administration a what is really called moderate complexity testing, which is can be done in the laboratories on very rapid testing for methicillin-resistant staphylococcus. And this is very important because there's drug resistance in these artificial penicillins that really have to be tested on a very fast scale because you lose a lot of life. And you got minutes to work in sometimes. And these particular studies are working with, for instance, the VA medical centers in certain parts of the country to develop this test on certain patients. This is a very good thing. Their intellectual property within this and this particular automation and clinical testing is really one of the first molecular diagnostic tests to receive really a authorization under CLIA, which is the Clinical Laboratory Improvement Amendment Act, to be used in the clinical laboratory. Now, this is a real company with real people. What happens when you have a Chinese company who can take that intellectual property and work with it in a different way? And, of course, the courts have said, well, you can take what are called licensing of patents. And a person who holds a license, they can challenge the underlying patent without breaching the license of which they were given to make it. So you take this particular company that goes into a merger, and here you're talking about the merger system going in and being under the Supreme Court decision under Medline Incorporated versus Genentech. And MedImmune Incorporated actually is the other subsidiary company, but they're the main, actually they're really the main company. They're a biotech company. They entered into a license agreement with Genentech to do manufacturing and patent processes. They were making a drug called Synagis, S-Y-N-A-G-I-S. This is a drug that, under the licensing agreement, would be something whereby Genentech would win. It has a patent for the separation process, similar to cephalid, on this other artificial penicillin-resistant staph testing system. But that the new the Supreme Court said, well, MedImmune is contending that the new patent by Genentech is invalid, but agreed to pay the royalties under the protest and the reservation of rights. So what you have here is that a foreign country can come in and take those rights. And MedImmune has got that the alleged, they can be an infringer, they can come in on this transaction, and you don't lose your royalty base or breach the license. That's according to the Supreme Court decision. This means that people that write license agreements have to restructure them in such a way to protect them against international law, which is what I was talking about, the Alien Statute Act, where aliens can sue under the international law within the toxic tort system within our system, but now can challenge a licensed patent agreement, and you don't have to be a citizen. You can come across from Mexico, turn on your TV in somebody's house that you landed in, look at some Mexican attorney in Spanish telling you how to get your green card, your Social Security, and how to sue under the Toxic Tort Act. Try it yourself. You see what I mean. So, and all that can be done under these particular decisions by courts and affect the research and development sequences of what companies can do. The MedImmune Incorporated versus Genentech was decided just a few weeks ago. You can find that under Volume 127, Supreme Court, page 764. You want to know how the countries run, you read that decision. The next company is Nanogen, N-A-N-O-G-E-N. This is a biopharmaceutical company that has discovered and developed antibacterials. These are, and these are for life-threatening infections. Very, very exquisite intellectual property. But they have an overseas company that is Impex, M-P-E-X, Pharmaceuticals. They can develop a license agreement against them at any time. Exquisite, just exquisite research and development of invention by Nanogen. But that Impex Pharmaceuticals is part of Nanogen. So now you have cross license patent concepts that can work in, and that will affect and go one way or another. You're talking about thousands of people's lives at stake here. There's another company which is making a product called Microcrosin. Now, Microcrosin is a very interesting product because it's a super oxidized water. And they can claim it can, you know, that if you spray it on, it can kill kill bacteria, particularly wounds of patients with diabetes. And the clinical trials of this product are really based upon the oxychlorine ions. And that's a key ingredient of this water. Now, human cells do not get destroyed by this water when it's sprayed on the tissue. And because the construction of the human cells are more tightly bound in their protein matrix. And the product... This oxychlorine ion water, it just kills the cells on the cell wall that are around the normal skin. So the ordinarily, to explain this, and I've gone through in some of the medicinal water concepts, it consists of this hydroxyl and hydrogen ions, but... by exposing the water to sodium chloride in a special patented process, this is working through the semi-permeable membrane system of this advanced process, which is a trade secret. I won't expose that on air. And then using electrolysis on the water, these oxychlorine ions are formed. Now, the oxygen and chlorine is not the same type of chlorine moiety or structure as you'd see where we're talking about chlorine that causes breast cancer. What's happening here is that you're getting more oxygen into the process of the proteins of the skin, which in turn kill the bacteria that's in the human body. So... and it's also shown in a first phase clinical trial that viruses are also affected, and this is much better than bleach, which has been used for years and caused terrible problems in terms of asthma and bronchitis as a result of using bleach to take care of diabetes, gangrenes, and other forms of. What are called decaypid bacteria. So this microbe wall destruction by this particular product, that it means that by mechanisms of chemistry that is not contaminated, like nitrogen from the nitrogen water, the proteins are rebuilt in the gangrenous tissue, particularly for diabetics. And it can really accelerate healing by taking the oxygen supply and reconfiguring it in the tissue itself. A lot of the studies of the intellectual property from this particular product, you can look at it as superoxidized water. And I'll talk a lot about this on future shows. But here's a company that is in America, developed the product, and under license agreement is completely picked up by foreign countries like China and Japan, and has not, under Supreme Court ruling, has not violated any type of license agreement. So we get into the concept of when you have a product that you're working through in such a way to use minerals, which is what this product does, you are now confronted, think carefully here, you're now confronted with a product system that requires a base product, which is oxygen. Now, it might be hard to grasp this in a way, because you say, well, how is it that oxygen can change and not be usable? Well, I'll give you an example. It's the use of various metals and minerals, for instance, are based upon oxygen systems. Animals that are becoming extinct in terms of what people call climate change, quote, it's not the climate change. Climate change is the result of water vapor. It's not, you know, it's a high, the whole scheme of having carbon contracts to trade off and buy carbon contracts by industry so that they can still pollute is the scheme of climate change politics like in this world. No, it's water vapor that entraps the various heats in the form of the oxygen changes, which in turn changes the formation of the metals, which are used in the whole ecological cycle for being able to affect our tissues in terms of healing. And animal extinctions are based upon the concept of water changes and water shortages, of which many animals are extinct, are becoming extinct. And the water itself contains a chemical change as a result of the nitrogens, which I keep talking about in terms of the water and how it's affecting us internally. At the G8 conference that's in Germany right now, the great battle within all those nations as to who controls the minerals in the water. You take formation of platinum, which is one of the core metals that are being used in the very water processes to make these new bombs, these new chips, these new conceptual pieces of medical devices. It's estimated that if the continued demand grows as it is now, the platinum will be depleted in 15 years. You take silver. The estimated silver consumption in the earth comes out at 15 to 20 years. Will be depleted. Tantalum. This is that is always spelled T-A-T-A-L-U-M. A very rare metal out, very essential for developing advanced technologies. That's 20 to 30-year depletion if we continue the present demand. Uranium, 30 to 40 years depleted if this present demand continues. Zinc, 20 to 30 years depleted on the earth. Antimony, 15 to 20 years depleted on the earth if we have the present demand. And, of course, idium, I-D-I-U-M, as a metal of 5 to 10 years, a very essential element in our processes of trying to survive in the new technologies. And, of course, hafnium, the H-A-F-N-I-U-M, has already been depleted. And this presents a very interesting concept of how you integrate the various metals within the present demand from the earth. So we have what we call a conceptual idea of what's being used under law, under Supreme Court and federal decisions in terms of how one is protecting innovation, saving out certain areas of the world for future world domination, which I've talked about at great length in other shows. And the countries that America's interested in to try to develop new trade-offs, which is why a lot of AIDS money is going into Africa to try to promote that population, is that in Africa and Namibia, for instance, the concentration of uranium is 6% of the mineral concentration of the tip of Africa. In Nigeria, uranium is 6%. Ghana, 27% of aluminum remains. And uranium is 16% in quetzalcoatl. And, of course, our trade-offs with China on the metals of lead and indium, 22 to 25% respectively.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack.
We'll be back at the other end of the last part of the second hour.
Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker and June 3, 2007. And I begin the beginning of this two-hour show with a statement and an observation of history where the Mayan calendar ends at 2012. And, of course, the Mayan calendar was designed a long time ago. In fact, there is some evidence that the Mayan calendar was conceived in in thought and manufacture before Christ. And it always amazes me to say what I need to say about the mineral concentration, the effect of the poisons in our body as a result of the what I call the extinctions of a lot of DNA programs in the human body. But you add to the fact of what I've been telling you and exposing to you about the metal concentrations depletion within the next 10 to 20 years, and you add that to the fact that our treaty expositions to China, for instance, the United States imports 90% of its all of its rare earth minerals and metals from China. Think about that. If you add that to the Texas Highway and the other concepts I've talked about the food and pharmaceuticals in this show, the virgin stocks of all metals will be inadequate to sustain our world, our modern developed world, and our quality of life on the development of our technologies to try to save ourselves unless we do something about it now. And when it comes to the world conflict that's coming, and you can see it forming hour by hour. Somebody told me last week, they said, you've got a great show. You're telling us what, you know, is the speed at which something is happening. My answer to them was, yes, I am doing that on Parker Pathways because they're moving fast in the World Bank and the United Nations and the United States governments and the treaties we're making before the public catches on. That's what I said to them. And once the public catches on to the fact of where we are in terms of the future waters, metals, and foods, we have to have some concept of being able to have a voting input into this in spite of the intentions of the government constitutional planners not to have people vote on the initiative to have something to say about their food, water, medical protocols, and the privatization of our water and food supply. And I will leave you with that because this is going to be part of the new eminent domain law that's coming through. But the Mayans were sharp people. Why did they end their calendar on 2012? No one's been able to figure that out. So I feel strongly that whatever their premonitions were might have been coincidental or accidental. But no matter how, continue to listen to Parker Pathways, support RBN, and there's good programming on this station. And we'll raise the bar on the next show as we do for each one of these Parker Pathways. Justice and liberty for all. God bless America. See you next Sunday.
It's true.